This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The mid-air collision between a U.S. spy drone and a Russian fighter jet in international airspace prompted a rare direct call between military leaders in Washington and Moscow. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Wednesday said he'd spoken with Russia's defense minister about the incident where a Russian Su-27 aircraft the day before intercepted, struck, and damaged the propeller of an American MQ-9 Reaper drone, forcing operators to crash it into the waters of the Black Sea.
And the United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows.
U.S. officials said two Russian jets first harried and dumped fuel on the unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV, before the collision.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Russia's President Vladimir Putin dismissed allegations that Ukrainians could be behind the blast on Nord Stream pipelines last year and instead accused the U.S., AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Putin's comments came after U.S. and German media reported unidentified U.S. and other officials as saying there was evidence Ukrainians may have been responsible. Putin's response? It's complete nonsense. Such a powerful explosion at such depth can be made only by specialists, backed with the might of a state possessing certain technologies. Putin went on to say the perpetrators had to be a party with a vested interest, such as the U.S. I'm Karen Chamas.
Fears about the world banking system spread to Europe as shares in the globally connected Swiss bank Credit Suisse plunged. The steep drop on Wednesday dragged down other major European lenders in the wake of bank failures in the United States. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Malawi's president appealed Wednesday for global support to tackle a quote-unquote national tragedy after Cyclone Freddy pummeled the Southeast African nation, causing flooding and mudslides that have killed hundreds. The storm returned to the African coast over the weekend for a second time in less than 3 weeks, leaving a trail of death and destruction, but it had largely spared Malawi the first time around. The government has promised to assist the tens of thousands of Malawians affected by the storm, which authorities say has killed at least 225 in the country and wounded hundreds. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Ethiopia's foreign minister, who is also a deputy prime minister, in Addis Ababa on Wednesday as part of his one-day working visit to the country. VOA's Maya Misica reports.
During brief remarks made at the start of their official meeting, Blinken sounded optimistic about the November peace deal signed between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces.
It's very, very good to be back in Africa, especially to be in Ethiopia I think, a very important moment. A moment of hope, given the peace in the north that is taking hold.
Blinken added, there's a lot to be done, but the most important thing is to continue to deepen the peace that is now taking hold in the north. Maya Misikar for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Uncollected garbage mounted in the streets of Paris on Wednesday, and hundreds of thousands of people marched in last gasp protest against French President Emmanuel Macron's pension reform, which is set to go before Parliament. A rolling strike by municipal garbage collectors in the capital has seen an estimated 7,000 tons of trash pile up in unsightly mounds, attracting rats and dismaying tourists. For the first time, scientists have created baby mice from two males, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Researchers in Japan took skin cells from the tails of male mice and transformed them. Their process converted male mouse stem cells into female cells and produced functional egg cells. They fertilized those eggs and implanted the embryos into female mice. About 1% of the embryos grew into live mouse pups. Researchers say the pups appear to grow normally and were able to become parents themselves in the usual way. The work was published in the journal Nature. This raises the distant possibility of using the same technique for people. I'm Ed Donahue.
A conservative U.S. judge in Texas has raised questions about an effort to overturn the decades-old approval of a leading abortion drug in a case that could threaten the country's most common method to end pregnancy. The judge heard hours of arguments Wednesday on a Christians group request to revoke or suspend the U.S. approval of the drug. I'm Joe Ramsey.